So we pray for this great campus, for this great city. We pray for the victims that are recovering right now.
During the hours after three people were shot at FSU's Strozier Library, people gathered on the campus in prayer vigils and rallies to show their support for the university. FSU sophomore Jillian Newman says the shooting has shaken the FSU community.
You just don't think it could happen so close to home. And you think at like this beautiful campus that nothing bad could happen, but it's really eye-opening.
Florida State and Tallahassee police continue investigating what drove FSU alumnus and gunman Myron May to open fire at Strozier around 12:30 a.m. Thursday morning. More than 450 students were present inside the library at the time. Video from inside the building during the shooting shows students hiding behind walls of books. FSU Police Chief David Perry says officers recently completed a training on what to do if a shooting occurred on campus.
13 days ago, the FSU Police Department conducted active shooter training for situations and incidents just like this. So the officers had, you know, a good memory marker of how to respond and what was appropriate for this type of situation.
May, an FSU alumnus and attorney, had recently returned to Tallahassee from Texas, where he graduated from Texas Tech Law School in 2009. His Facebook page showed posts quoting the Bible as well as a reference to targeted individuals. He was a member of a Facebook group by that same name, and TPD Police Chief Mike DeLeo says he believes May was in crisis.
Based on our initial review of some of the documents and the videos and his postings, it's clear that Mr. May's, sense of being and place in our community was not what most people would refer to as a normal status, that he was in a sense of crisis and he was searching for something.
People who know May have described him as a good person and are expressing shock at the shootings. May shot an employee inside the library's lobby but was unable to get any further. Two people, students, were shot outside the library. It's still unclear whether May fired his gun at officers before they fatally shot him. There were only 2 minutes between the time the first 911 calls came in to the time police shot May, and state and local officials have commended both FSU and TPD for the quick response time. Meanwhile, students, faculty, and staff continued to rally late into the night Thursday. Classes resumed today, and all of FSU was open, including the Strozier Library. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.